This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest today is Jan Angel and Lynn Smith right here talking about the Shepherd's Center Adventures, actually, because you know it's an adventure when these two are involved. The Adventures in Learning program. If you're interested in learning more about health topics, government issues, nature, and, well, you have a little time that you want to give to just becoming a more interesting person, keeping that brain muscle flexed, well, this is your opportunity. You need to lean in a little closer and listen today. Our program today is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and Famous Toastery, where we are every Thursday right here, and we love their delicious food. And of course, you always know that every server is your server. Let's begin with you, Lynn Smith. This program, what frame it up for us? I know we're going to go deep and talk about some of the topics coming up in the spring session that has just started, but frame up what this is all about at the Shepherd's Center.
All right, we are a group of interesting, fun-loving adults who love to get together and keep learning. We are creative. We like to exercise. We like to be in lectures and learn and question. We like to go on field trips. So this is an opportunity to get together with like-minded folks and stay engaged in the community.
I think that's fantastic. I was looking at the Pew Research Center found that 74% of American adults consider themselves lifelong learners. And of course, as we get a little bit older, we realize that learning is such a gift. It's such an awesome experience just to look at the world through curiosity. Beside you, we have Jan Angel, and you certainly are very passionate about getting together with others and learning.
Absolutely. Not only learning, but volunteering. We use a lot of our seniors' resources and their experiences to have them come and teach classes. So not only can you be a student in some of our educational sessions, but your life experiences and your travels might be an interesting program for others to learn. So our seniors can also be a resource for us to learn from each other. And you'd be surprised. We have a creative writing class, and some of those ladies and gentlemen have come in and written stories and poetry that ends up getting published. And we have at least three seniors right now that have published books that started with Lee Miller, our instructor, encouraging them and pulling those memories out and getting them to record them. So we're tickled to death that not only did they participate in the class, but they took it outside the class and actually published books.
You know, what an awesome gift for your family. And how difficult is it? Everybody wants, not everybody, but a lot of people talk about writing a book. But talking about it and doing it are sometimes not, well, they're very separate from each other. When you have someone like Winthrop Professor Lee Miller who is guiding and prompting and helping you get started, then you're on your way. It's almost like learning to ride a bike. You just need that little bit of security and then the push, and then look at this. Look at the outcome.
Exactly.
Published authors.
You've got the mentoring from Lee, but you've also got the encouragement of your classmates, and they help you too. When you read parts of your book, they can say, well, I don't understand. What do you mean by this? And that gives them an opportunity to clarify it, see it from the reader's point of view. So it puts a little extra polish on these personal experiences.
I love that. And you're building friendships and relationships along the way. Now, the Shepherd Center, it's a nonprofit, inclusive organization providing educational programs and social activities for seniors and really of all faiths. It's not one particular denomination. You say 50 years old and up, but Lynn, you've never turned anyone away?
We never would. We welcome everyone. And we're run by a board, a volunteer board, and we have all ages on our board. So that's really adds to our network of who we know in the community. So
all
ages.
I think this is great. And too, like you said, you are pulling from the talent and the knowledge in York County. For example, I see Mayor John Geddes on the local interest block here, and City Manager David Vihan. So what will they be talking about?
So they will be talking about local issues, of which there are many going on. There's construction, and there's roads, and there's infrastructure, and education, and growth in the area, and they are on the ground dealing with it in meetings every day, and so
why not learn from the person that's doing it every day?
That's right. They get it from the source. So, and our classes are very interactive, so it's not just a dull lecture. We're always asking questions and getting good answers.
You know, isn't it amazing when you learn from the source and you're able to ask that question and the person who is involved in that decision or that policy, whatever it is, provides the overview, then suddenly it makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of things, times things are much more difficult and have many more layers to explain, and then it allows you to step back and appreciate what is being done as opposed to being negative about what's not being done.
Manning Kimmel said one time, you know, if it was that easy, don't you think we would have done that a long time ago? You know, it's almost insulting sometimes to be like, what are you doing? We're doing. But you sometimes have to have that connectivity and understanding to appreciate, as you said, the many layers involved. Gardening and nature is an area that is available to learn more about and participate in at the Shepherd Center. Jan?
Well, it's springtime, so we thought, what better subject? We usually do a gardening segment in the spring, but we can only tell you how to plant bulbs so many times. But we have a variety of speakers. Starting next Monday, we've got Lori Helms, who is with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism, and she's their marketing coordinator. And we asked her to come and talk to us about Glen Cairn Gardens. Well, we know there's beautiful flowers there, but a lot of people aren't necessarily growing up in this area enough to know the history. So we're going to talk about the history. We're going to talk about the memorial wall there. She's going to talk about the flowers, the events, and the plans for the future. So there's a lot more to Glen Cairn Gardens than we think. And then, again, with gardens, we have invited Dr. Todd Beasley, who's from Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens, and he's going to give us a video and pictorial presentation on the transitions at Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens. Talk about, they have so many educational programs there as well. They do photography and learning about butterflies and painting, that there's a lot to learn about there, and he's going to talk about some special events coming this fall. Then we have Paul Thompson, who is our famous county extension agent. I know you've had him before.
Oh, yeah. If you've met Paul, you know Paul.
There's anything to do with gardening or farming, you know, he's our go-to guy. And he's going to talk about attracting native pollinators, because we know we need bees and other things to pollinate flowers and vegetables, but there's been such an assault on bees that he's going to talk about ways to curb the pesticides and make a more natural approach and to attract them to your yard so you'll have more flowers.
This is so important because, again, a lot of what you're talking about, this is what your grandkids, young, you know, this is the topic. These are the hot topics, and it provides such a connection to just be able to bridge knowledge together. I mean, we're going to go into more about the different programs that you have available, and I want to learn how you organize this to bring so many enriching topics to our area. And of course, when this goes through May 13th, so that's a little clue. But we first need to take a mid-program break and just remind our listeners that you have tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest today, Jan Angel and Lynn Smith from the Shepherd's Center. We're going to be back. Of course, today's program is brought to you by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. And of course, we're live right at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. More Close Up in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Levels are really good. Cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. I'm so excited about my guest today. I have from the Shepherd Center talking about the Adventures in Learning program, Jan Angel, Lynn Smith. And before we went to break, we were just talking about some of the topics and some of the those that are coming to share from their perspective. Everyone from Mayor Geddes of Rock Hill to, of course, the Clemson Extension very own Paul Thompson. And just more and more, even publishing books through a program like this. Now, you do ask that people register, but yes. You can start or you can drop in anytime.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about how the system works.
Okay, so we have 6 weeks of classes. We did start last week on April 8th. That was our first day, but that doesn't mean you can't jump right in on April 15th. And choose some great classes to take. We ask that you pay a $20 tuition fee. If you can walk in the morning of, and we'll get you registered, or there are opportunities to be on a mailing list and receive a newsletter in the mail several weeks ahead, so you have a chance to review all the choices.
The tuition, the $20, that's for the entire 6 weeks?
Yes.
And a lot of that, I would imagine, are supply fees.
Supplies and our
and
we
your
do
newsletter.
Have I mean, newsletter and insurance.
And insurance.
And postage.
And where do you meet? I know you go Monday. You started last Monday, but you're going to have no fear. Monday's going to come around again.
We are blessed to have space in the lower level of the Oakland Baptist Church in Rock Hill for 33 years as the program's been going on. It's always been held there. And they have a wonderful fellowship hall and classrooms, and they let us spread out over the whole church. We go to the choir room. We can use the chapel if we need to for different things. So they have two areas that have projectors, so we can have a slideshow and audio and all that. And then, so yeah, we're right in there with the preschoolers. They have a preschool in one arm, and we're on the other arm.
I think that is so great, and you must have a good reputation for being well-behaved, because I can tell you if you weren't well-behaved, you'd be kicked out and be looking for another church to have the learning.
We do have a great relationship with them and really appreciate the partnership.
About how many do you have on a given Monday? Like, I mean, you just started this season. This season.
I think we had 55 folks registered this time.
I love that. Jan, you had mentioned that we cannot take for granted that people know the story, they know the history, because there are new residents moving to York County every day. What have you noticed from the perspective of the Shepherd Center?
Well, I think just like any other situation, the best way to get people there is to make a personal invitation, because a lot of people are a little reluctant to come someplace new that they don't know about, particularly when they're seniors. So a personal invitation, of course, is the best way. But we have somebody that will greet you the minute you walk in the hall. There's always somebody there to help you get registered, help you find classes, help you decide on a class so you're not alone. But there's usually two or three of us in the hall, so you don't have to be nervous. But if you want to bring a friend or two or three, we'd love that too. You know, like Lynn said, you don't have to pre-register. We're tickled to death if you just show up. We've never run into a problem where we don't have enough room. And if that becomes a problem, what a wonderful problem that would be. So absolutely, come and join us. We're downstairs at Oakland Baptist Church. There's a registration table. As soon as you walk in the door, you'll see it. And from there, we also offer refreshments and coffee. And in between class breaks, people bring homemade goodies, and there's time to meet new people, because we've found with seniors, a lot of times, as we get a little older, our friends move away or pass away, or maybe they've moved to this area to be closer to the children or the grandchildren. So they might need to make some new relationships. Well, this is a great opportunity, because not only do you meet people in the classes and in the break times, but we have something called the Lunch Bunch. And after the sessions, people go to lunch together at various local restaurants, and you get a chance to get acquainted and to build some new friendships. And we think that's so important for seniors.
Oh, you are touching my heart, because, you know, my parents, I'm so blessed to have both my parents, but I also, in conversation, it's at an age where suddenly friends start leaving, and they're not leaving by choice. They pass away, and it does leave a void. Life moves forward, enriching your world through friendship and also learning. Sometimes if you're a little bit not ready for that friendship part, you go and you focus on the learning part, and then the other kind of just happens along the way. What you're doing is wonderful. I looked up 8 benefits of lifelong learning, and one was improve your self-confidence. And I think that's important at every age.
Amen.
Right? It keeps your brain healthy and your mind sharp. One thing I see is with higher rates of dementia, we're learning more about, you know, your brain is a muscle and you got to exercise it. Hey, why not have fun doing that?
You got to challenge it.
You got to challenge it.
And one of the things that it's funny in your lifelong learning that they say that challenges the brain is learning a new language. And we have offered that at Shepherd Center, and dancing. Dancing with steps and ballroom dancing, and we've also offered that.
Well, you are right on it. You know, too, it offers a positive model for your kids or your grandkids. When they see you taking the time to learn something new, that's very inspiring. And it breaks that box of all I got to get through is, you know, first grade. Oh, wait. Then I have about 11 more of these to go, 11 more years of this. If you frame it to how awesome is that? Look, I love learning so much, I'm still doing it. What a gift you're giving your kids.
Also, you know, because they are seniors, we have a lot of segments on health and wellness, and Lynn can kind of give you a little outline of what we're offering this session.
I tell you what, we're going to take a quick program break. When we come back, we're going to talk about health and wellness. And am I reading this right? Chair Pilates?
Yes.
All right. I want to know more. You're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by, of course, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. And we're here today. It's Thursday, live from Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Hey, we're going to learn about chair Pilates in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Kay from Famous Toastery in Tiga Cay. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. My guests today, Jan Angel and Lynn Smith. We're talking about chair Pilates. Well, we're talking about more than that. We're talking about the Shepherd's Center Adventures in Learning Program. And part of this is really looking at learning as a whole picture. So things that you're interested in, we've talked about earlier in the show, and now we're kind of getting into the physical aspect of learning, where it really is about health and wellness. And I see that you offer chair Pilates. So Lynn, what? I'm familiar with Pilates, but I thought it was on a reformer.
So there's another form of Pilates besides being on a reformer. You can be on a mat or you can be in a chair. So the beauty of that is you can do it anywhere. You don't have to go to a center. You just, with an instructor, you learn some exercises and some moves, and it's safe and you're supported, and it's great. It's great for staying strong. You know, we all need to keep doing
in our
weight-bearing things and muscle strengthening things, and that's what Pilates is.
Flexibility, core strength, and then breathing. The resistance. Don't you feel so much better after you just focus on breathing a little bit?
Yes.
We don't realize how shallow, or, you know, we kind of stop breathing sometimes.
Right. We do that even if you don't take the chair Pilates class in our opening assembly. We'll have a few minutes of stretching and breathing, and just to get from the harried morning you've had to get there, just to get settled in and be present.
I love it.
That's what Pilates does for you.
I love this. And you also, I mean, I'm looking at the health and wellness. Mental health is a subject that you're talking about. You have a speaker coming in one Monday to talk about that. Alzheimer's. This is something that is, I can't think of, I think everybody knows someone.
We're all being touched by that. And so we have Amy Laughlin coming from Westminster Towers just to talk about dimensions of wellness. Just how do we stay positive? How do we stay engaged on a day-to-day basis? And then when things, upsetting things do happen, how do we deal emotionally with that and keep going? Because things are changing at this point in our life. They keep changing.
You are exactly right. And a lot of times, too, the relationship, depending on where you are on that change, that spectrum of change, you can become a caregiver. You know, the relationship between your spouse may change. The relationship between your older parents, hopefully they're older than you are, your senior parents, you know what I'm saying? It's like role reversal. Having a focus on learning and also those relationships, that's so important.
Yeah. We like to have this class at a time maybe when you're not in a crisis, but you've heard about it, you've laid the foundation for some of the resources that are out there, and then if it comes along and happens in your family, you know there's a group to reach out to.
I think that is great. And of course, Jan, you mentioned the lunch bunch. The last time I heard that, my kids were in preschool. Who knew? Life really does circle back.
Well, seniors can have fun too. You would not believe how much laughter goes on at the Shepherd's Center. They play tricks on each other. They're mischievous. They tell jokes. And just when you think you're getting a straight answer, you get a sarcastic zinger that will make you bust out laughing, because it really is a fun atmosphere. And the people that are there want to be there, and they want to meet new people and learn new things. So it does create a good environment. And Lunch Bunch, like I said, does get you out and about, because a lot of times you wouldn't go try a new restaurant, but here you've got a whole gang of you that will go out and try your new restaurant. And you can discuss, you know, things that you learned in class. Maybe you went to the political class and I went to the gardening class, and we can kind of, you know, give each other the highlights and share information, because you can't be in two classes at one time very easily. I haven't mastered that yet.
If anybody could master that, my bet would be on you.
I do pull the hummingbird sometimes, and I go from class to class. And the other day I stopped in the arts and crafts class, and they were doing fabric painting, kitchen towels. And
okay, 10 seconds. Where do we go to learn more information?
ShepherdCenterRH.org is our website, or you can call 866-610-3663.
Fantastic.
And we will get back with you.
Awesome. Lynn Smith, Jan Angel, thank you so much for sharing all this knowledge and opportunity for 50 plus, but you never turn anyone away. So the Shepherd's Center, hey, thank you so much. Our program today was brought to you by York Electric Cooperative and Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. I'm Patty Mercer. Have a great day.